This is Dr. Robert Castrol, MD. That's spelled C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Dictating a third part of an independent medical examination on patient Keith Langan, L-A-N-G-A-N. Part one, I was interrupted by a loud beeping sound and was unable to get a job number. But I dictated that one just before part two, which whose job number was 0501-016. So now for part three, review of records. In preparing this report, I interviewed a number of records that were provided to me. One period. On 11/19/17, Neil Moskowitz, that's M-O-S-K-O-W-I-T-Z, M-D, a radiologist at Syosset Hospital, read a CT of the abdomen and pelvis, period. His impression was was fracture of ribs, rather of the right ribs, numbers 6, 7, 8, and 11, and fracture of the right lumbar vertebral transverse processes of L1 through L4. A two period on 11/19/17, the Jericho Fire Department reported on the patient's injuries. Period. A three period on 11/21/17. The patient was again seen in the Plainview Hospital Northwell emergency room by Gregory Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, M.D. The patient's chief complaint was severe right-sided pain and bruising. Dr. Reyes noted a right-hand laceration that had been sutured. And a right flank ecchymosis. Chest x-ray showed multiple fractures of the right lower rib cage and a right apical pneumothorax. The patient was admitted overnight to Plainview Hospital. Four period, 11/20/22/17. There's a report from Farah Fatima, D.O., a hospitalist. Five period, on 11/22/2017, patient was seen by Alexander Shalshin, that's S as in Samuel, H-A-L, S as in Samuel, H I N as in Nancy, comma, a pulmonologist for a consultation, which noted a pneumothorax and recommended a thoracic surgery consultation. Sixth period, on 11/22/17, patient was seen by orthopedic resident Jordan Fakuri, D.O., that's capital F as in Frank, A-K-H-O-U-R-Y. Dr. Fakuri recommended no acute surgical intervention. 7 period, 11/22/17, patient was seen by thoracic surgeon Brian Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, M.D., who recommended monitoring of patient's hematoma, but no surgical intervention. 8 period, 11/23/17, patient underwent a chest x-ray, period. The report by Stuart Cohen, MD, a radiologist at North Shore University Hospital, noted no pneumothorax, and right-sided rib fractures. A 9 period, a 9/8/2020, patient saw Christine Softchick, nurse practitioner. That's spelled S as in Samuel, A, F as in Frank, T as in Thomas, C-H-I-C-K, N-P, at Integrated Spine and Pain Care. His chief complaint was lower back pain. The diagnosis was spondylosis and chronic pain syndrome and status post lumbar medical branch block. A patient also saw Ms. Softchick on 10/9/20, 11/13/20, 12/11/20, 1/11/21, 2/8/21, 3/11/21, 4/8/21, 5/6/21, 6/3/21, 7/8/21, 8/6/21, 9/3/21, 11/8/21, and 12/6/21. Subsequent to that, patient saw Mubushar Raza, nurse practitioner, at Integrated Spine and Pain Care. That first name is spelled M as in Michael, U, B as in boy, U, S as in Samuel, H-A-R. Last name is capital R, A, Z, A. Whom he saw on 1/4/22, 2/1/22, 3/7/22, and 4/4/22. Period. It should be noted that the psychiatric reports from Warren Sita, NP, and the psychological reports from Jeffrey Rubin, PhD, were not provided to me, period. This has been Dr. Robert Castrol, MD, dictating part three of a psychiatric independent medical examination on patient Keith Langan. Thank you.